up, knuckleheads. Psychos. This music, or this track reminds me of little knuckleheads just running around. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Bobby Hits Station. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
We got the wolf in the house.
Ow, ow,
so we want to start out with something special, like a Ben. Coolest thing that happened to you last week.
Oh, wow, I'm being put on the spot of the coolest thing that happened to me last week. I got my over 10 grand in taxes paid off.
Yay, tax season, people. Devin, Texas.
That was really cool, but getting it paid was better than not. So I guess that's the coolest thing that happened. I don't know. How about you, Mr. Stu?
Oh, everything's going groovy with Avery. He's digging his new school, that whole thing. So that is pretty cool.
And he's all toilet trained now, right?
Toilet trained. He's, house trained?
House trained.
No, we got him going outside only.
Okay.
He's an outside kid.
Okay, good.
It's kind of like an outside dog or an outside cat.
Does he have a litter?
We don't have a cat box.
Okay.
Yeah, we just stick him out there and he just goes in the backyard.
Well, the grass is growing green out there, so it's working.
All right. First question for the wolf. Let's get into sports.
All right, sports.
All right. As an adult, who would you think is, you know, not one person, but I mean like, in a handful of like 30 dudes, who's the toughest? Baseball players, basketball players, football players, hockey players, or soccer players?
I think professional curlers with the broom and the ice, that is the toughest. No, I'm just kidding about that. We can take soccer players off that list. All the faking injury stuff, that you can't qualify as a tough man if you're faking injuries all the time.
Right.
baseball players, you know, as George Carlin said, they wear a cap. And when they hit it, how did they get to go home? Yeah, not baseball players. So, you know, between football and basketball players, of course football players are tough, but they've got the short season, 16 games plus the playoffs. That's like baby stuff. NBA players play 80 games plus the long playoffs. No, I think, and I love the NBA. NBA players rule. I think for me, the NBA is the toughest, just because the length of a football season. And the length of the football career, you know, very short. Is it tough to get injured after a few years? Well, yeah.
All right. Hold on. Second question for the day. Is a race car driver an athlete?
I have certain problems with the motor assist sports.
Motor-am!
I'm more a fan of the, human body powered sports. Like,
I thought you were going to say air hockey.
You know, I think when you add a motor, a super powerful motor.
Yeah.
And then all the teams of mechanics and so on, it goes from.
Mechanics.
It's still a sport, but it's on the outlier of sports. You know, it's like, I'm more in favor. I think to me, sports is. Like in ancient Greece, you know, the Olympics, type, you know, human-powered things. How you know, snowboarding and skiing, you see people just doing, taking the human body to the limits of how many times you can spin around in a gravity-propelled jump. You know, it's like, it's pretty crazy, and that really, for me, is just trumps any motorsport kind of things, even if it's the cool ones.
Good answer. Good answer. We like the non, like, combustible engine sports. Yeah, I'm going to agree. I got to agree. I don't like all those Zeta ones. But let's go for this.
It is pretty spectacular to see those motorcycle guys.
You brought up curling, right?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Swiffer make an ad where someone's curling and his wife's all with the Swiffer mop in front of the curling thing? That'd be great.
You'll have to suggest that to them. It could
All right, so hold on. Third question for sports. Will the Kerr Dogs, Stephen Curry, will Curry play this season, or is he out for the whole season?
Oh, he's not out for the whole playoffs. You see him, like, they played yesterday. They beat up on the San Antonio Spurs for the second game in a row. The Spurs, of course, are missing their star, who's holding out, Kawhi Leonard. He claims, he and his camp claim that he's injured and can't be in the playoffs, but he was cleared by Spurs doctors weeks ago, so there is a thought that he will never play in Spurs uniform, and so the Spurs are a depleted squad without their superstar.
Right.
And so Curry should be in the next series. He was on the sidelines before the game, warming up, taking shots, testing his knee, etc.
Okay.
So I think they're just taking it easy so that they can have him deep in the playoffs and he doesn't get injured right away.
All right. That's good to hear because, you know, we did whip some ass the other day, but I kind of like it when Curry's in there.
Well, they're better with him in there.
Megan jumped off a roof.
Everybody improves when he's there, and his health depends, you know.
Have you ever seen Curry at a party?
I have not.
Dude, last time we were partying, that guy was naked on a roof. He jumped off into the swimming pool.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that guy just goes for it.
Okay.
And he's famous. You'd be like, well, thank God no one posted anything. I saw people taking pictures when he was in the pool. They didn't see him, you know, until he just was on the roof. Just, yeah, who jumped? Like, so no one had time to pull out their phone. But then he was, like, skinny dipping.
Where's
like, no
there?
One posted on YouTube or anything like
okay,
that.
Okay, cool.
None of that mainstream shit. Like, so, you want to get into a little bit of, I don't know, politics. Politics, I know, you guys hate it. We hate it. Everyone hates it. We're all going to burn up here in the next... By 2030... Ew, this is scary. It's scary. But let's get into the old President of the United States. What's going on with Comey saying that he's like a mob boss?
Well, of course, there have been excerpts in all the papers from Comey, James Comey, former FBI director.
Wait, when was the last time Comey was naked at a party and jumped into a swimming pool?
I doubt if that happened. Anyway, he's got
this
some
no
kind of
fun
tell-all book where he doesn't seem to say much. Of course, Democrats hate him because less than 2 weeks before the presidential election, he relaunched an investigation of Hillary Clinton, which many people say helped lead along with the Putin interference and other illegal gerrymandering and so on, led to her defeat while still winning in the last election. And so Comey's a villain to both sides. He's a villain to the Trump supporters because now he's outing. He says that, you know, Trump is like the organized crime bosses he investigated for years in the FBI, that he has all of the egomaniac, kind of megalomaniac aspirations that a mob boss does, that his requirements of total loyalty rather than, you know, loyalty to the country, loyalty to him, you know, cult or personality. You have to be loyal to him, not the United States, not the Constitution, not anything else. And, you know, his disregard for the truth.
It's a cult of personality.
Another thing.
Like, so what did Colbert, you know, Stephen Colbert, what did he say that Putin called Trump?
I don't listen to Colbert. I don't know
his cock holster. Right. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what about Stormy Daniels? Is she a cock holster?
Well, I think that by definition a porn star is a professional cock holster. And
I thought she was just a dancer.
But it's a legitimate career, and she makes legitimate money as a porn star. But she made illegitimate money from Trump's lawyer said he paid her with personal funds, which got everybody in the world doubting him, including the FBI, who raided his office to try to prove that, and no, they were indeed part of the campaign, misuse of campaign funds by Trump. And chances are that they will find that to be true.
So do you think it's okay that the FBI can go into his lawyer's... I think it was more than one building even. They went into a few of his places and just ransacked his shit and looked for anything they could find against him?
Of course I think it's okay. It's with a court order from a judge as part of an investigation into criminal wrongdoing on several counts.
Right.
Involving... foreign countries, possibly involving treason, certainly misuse of campaign funds, all kinds of crimes. So certainly, if crimes are committed, lawyers just can't hide behind the fact, I'm a lawyer! No, he was a personal fixer for Trump who would pay off people that Trump, you know, needed to pay off. And that's what he did for other people, the GOP donor, who had an affair with a Playboy bunny. Cohen paid her
off. Not dressed like a bunny. She was in street clothes, people.
He paid her off.
Keep it straight.
And they didn't know who his other client was, but his only other client was Fox News anchor and pro-Trump person Sean Hannity.
Okay.
Who, you know, you wonder...
Well, hold on, hold on. Speaking of a misuse of funds, I'll get to this later, but Hair for Danksman, that's our sponsor this week, Hair for Danksman. I'll get back to that, but hold on. What about the missiles at Syria? I was kind of in thought that it was France and us, and then you're saying that Britain...
Right. Right. So, apparently... multiple of our allies and us were all involved in shooting missiles at Syria to protest their use of chemical weapons. We point to three that we shot and what they hit. Interestingly, the Syrians deny that they hit anything, but of course, independent investigation satellite photos from other Google Earth and places like that show that, yes, indeed, these places were hit. Is it going to do anything? Nobody thinks so. Is there a strategy? Nobody thinks so. But, you know, he could fire some missiles and...
He or... Are you talking about Trump?
Trump, yeah. And could join our allies for once. I mean, we're dropping out of everything having to do with our allies. From the Paris Climate Accords to NAFTA to, you know, the Pan-Pacific Alliance to all of these things. So...
Are we shitting down some business with China over some metal?
Well, you know, China has been accused for years of unfair trade practices, which most people believe is...
Unfair?
...is taking place where...
Well, I declare, I never heard such a thing about China.
Price fixing and so on. You know, like with many things, the Trump response is like flailing around.
Order in the
passing
court.
Passing all of these random tariffs on stuff that, you know, he passed all these tariffs on steel imports. And, well, it turns out that all our friends and allies, like Canada and so and Germany are our biggest importers of steel. So not China. So
wait, hold on.
He's doing things that don't hurt China. They hurt our friends and us. So he's just like ham-handed in everything he does, basically.
So as the small guy who's not a politician, what you're telling me is that I should recycle all my aluminum cans right here in the United States.
I'm saying Trump's an idiot. the things that he's doing to try to hurt China just hurt us. And China retaliates with things that actually do hurt us. And, you know, it's just a starting a trade war that we're going to lose because he's not attacking the right things or doing it the right way. It's just a clusterfuck like everything else coming out of the White House.
All right, so this next segment, right, I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I got to stir the pot of stew. We're going with a tri-tip today, and it smells delish. Anyway, we'll get to your sperms in space in 1 second. Sperms in space!
Speaking of tips.
Hold on, here you go. There's a company, and they're setting up some hotels in space. And they're pretty small. I think they'll comfortably fit 2 people. You can't bring, like, a partier there or anything. But you are going to be spending 12 days there. You have to give them $80,000 right now, but then in like a few years, guess how much it will cost you to go on a vacation in space with your loved one, best friend, who knows who
you're going to be. You already spent $80,000, so it should be free.
Well, how much do you think that they're going to charge?
$80,000. I don't know.
The gas, the rocket is going to cost more than $80,000. Maybe go a little higher.
$800,000. I don't know. You tell me.
$9 million. Yeah, you can go to space with me for $9 million. Not a bad price.
Well, if you got more zeros on the end of your bank account, maybe that's something you can think of.
Let's get on to the mullet. It's a fucking all business in the front, and it's a party in the back, Ben.
Okay.
Alright, so hold on. Let's hear about this Pulitzer Prize for music.
Kendrick Lamar, the rapper, got the first Pulitzer Prize for music ever awarded to someone who doesn't play classical music or jazz. The jazz artist Wynton Marsalis got one like 15 years ago, and then one other jazz artist. But other than that, it's all been classical all the time, and Kendrick Lamar for his album Damn got the Pulitzer. A big day for
not a bad gig for that guy. It's a quite a accomplishment. I must make everybody in his family very proud.
Well, it makes me want to go and get that record to find out what the Pulitzer Prize Committee thought was so cool about it.
Okay. Here we have, this is our sponsor for this week, Hair for the Dank Men. This product was created by bald men for over 8 years, creating a strain in the lab of pot you smoke and the hair grows back on your head in a month. They guarantee it. So, you can go to hairfordankman.com and just put Stu and Ben and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. All right, back to the show. You ever hear about there's a Spreckles mansion in Coronado, California. It's really, really nice big house. Nope. 22 bedroom. It's right across the bay from San Diego. It's in Nodo. There was a murder there, yeah?
Okay.
And I got a couple sound bites I want you to hear about this, and then you tell me what you think after. Let me cue it up here.
Cyril Welch to review the autopsy report.
I've done hundreds of autopsies
on women who have committed suicide over the past 50 years. And I can tell you that offhand, I can't even think of one who did this nude. I'm not telling you that it never happens, but it is rare. Women have a sense of propriety, of decorum, of dignity, even when they're committing suicide.
You say your sister would never, ever, that she was very modest that way?
There's no way she tied herself up naked and jumped off a roof.
Hang
herself. No,
and
don't buy it.
So, hold on. Let me get to this next one. We'll just go through these couple sound bites and we'll talk on it for one sec. A, she's super duper hot Japanese chick. Like supermodel hot.
Authorities say the suicide was prompted by a tragic accident just 2 days earlier, July 11th, when Shaq Nye's 6-year-old son Max fell down the stairs in the mansion. Rebecca had been babysitting. She called her sister soon after.
She said, I was in the bathroom and I heard this loud crash. And she said, I came out and saw that Max was on the floor. She sounded upset, but not frantic, not hysterical.
Mary's husband, Doug, spoke to Rebecca the next day when the little boy was in critical condition in the hospital.
I told her, I was like, you know, it's not your fault. You know, don't blame yourself. And she's like, no, I don't. I just have to be there for Jonah.
That night, Mary had what would be her last conversation with her sister. They spoke about Max's condition.
She said, you know, it is very hopeful, so keep praying, because...
So... It's getting ugly. And this happened, not, you know, it wasn't that recent, but it is in my hometown. I've never heard of anybody else getting murdered down there, so... Pretty heavy.
A private mansion in exclusive Coronado, California, right across the bay from San Diego. But the scene there, horrific. Hanging from a balcony by a rope, a young nude woman, bound and gagged, who would be identified as the girlfriend of the mansion's owner, a successful pharmaceutical executive. Her death ruled a suicide, but tonight her family adamantly disagrees with that ruling and speaks out to ABC's Elizabeth Vargas.
In the 10 weeks since Rebecca Zahau was found hanging from a noose in this 27-room California estate, the mystery has only deepened. She was the girlfriend of Jonah Shaq Nye, the millionaire CEO of a pharmaceutical company. Her body found hanging off a balcony, her arms and legs bound, a T-shirt stuffed in her mouth, completely naked. Her family believes she was murdered, but authorities have insisted there was no foul play.
Our office concluded that the cause of death was hanging and the manner of death was suicide.
Police?
Yeah, I beg to differ. I think what really went down is the rich dude, not a fucking his brother, killed somebody and he's covering it up for his bro.
Alright, so here's the scoop. Well, you got this super hot chick, lives with this rich guy in one of the nicest houses in Otto. Her brother and his son show up. She's in the bathroom babysitting him. He jumps off this balcony and hits the deck. Goes to the hospital. She's super bummed. The next day, the kid dies in the hospital. And then... That day or the next day, I'm not positive, she was hanging off the front porch balcony naked, but like with her hands tied behind her back and her feet tied. And she's naked. She got a T-shirt in her mouth. And they're like, yeah, that's a suicide. And I'm like, oh, it fucking wasn't, dude. That was that rich dude's brother who was pissed off that she wasn't watching his son close enough and he died. But now it's like this. Sweep that underneath the mat. Closed case, bruh.
Or, you know, rich people like that don't do shit themselves. You know, like when Courtney Love had, you know, Kurt killed. She didn't kill him. She had people do it. You're that rich. You know, you have people do that shit for you. You know, then you're not implicated. You can be somewhere else. You have an alibi, you know, you have motive, but yeah, in your last conversation, you were like, oh, I don't blame you at all. It's not your fault. Kill that bitch. Yeah, it's not your fault. Oh, yeah. Hitman, out of town, right. Yeah, not your fault at all.
Crazy shit, man. Like, you ever been in a town where somebody got murdered? I mean, obviously you lived in San Francisco and someone got murdered, but no one you knew. Everybody knows everybody in Coronado. Everybody knows everybody.
I knew some people during the Loma Prieta earthquake whose dad was murdered as part of that. All the lights were out in Oakland, and he had gotten out of his car to direct traffic and make sure there wasn't a wreck at this one intersection. Uh-huh. And these people just shot him while going by right in the middle of the street. And so that was someone I knew whose dad was shot, murdered. I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything else. But yeah, that's awful. I know about celebrities like Venus and Serena Williams, whose sister was shot in a drive-by in Compton, where they're from. But yeah, I don't know many people murdered. No, about people who committed suicide.
Knock on wood, my friend. That's a good thing.
Committed suicide, et cetera, et cetera. Murder? Not so much.
I didn't really know him, but this one dude fell off the Coronado Bridge. Matt jumped off it, but he didn't die. He landed in the water, pulled it off.
And Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Coronado Bridge. Now, what is that, hotel in the Marilyn Monroe film that's in Coronado?
The Hotel Del.
Del Mar?
The Hotel Del Coronado. It's called the Del.
Is it a Del Mar or Del something?
No, no, that's a different town. It's the Hotel Del Coronado.
Okay.
Alright, y'all. Funky show. Hope we mix it up. Hope you had a good time listening to that funky stuff.
But we didn't talk about sperm and space.
Ooh. That's cool. Hold on. Ben's got a special closing episode for you right here. Sperms in space.
Well, that's an announcement. They are doing experiments with sending sperm up in space to see if it maintains its viability in a zero-G environment. They claimed that this was the first time that sperm had been in space, which got a lot of guffaws and chuckles from people examining that phrase, knowing that men have been in space for 60 years, and the chance that none of them have sent sperm into space is about zero. I mean, it was about 100% that they have, at some point in the 60 years of space travel, been sperm in space. But anyway, the humorous things that NASA thinks of now that they're irrelevant.
It is another episode of Sperms in Space.
Sperm in space. Oh. Sperm in space.
Sperm in space. Sperm in space. Help! Sperms in space. Sperms in space. Before we see it, you take it. Oh, and the mother hearts when they do my cosmonauts. Leave the space man when they do my on a mission. This ain't a mission for the end. No, no, baby. Send it in. No. Thank you. This little cosmonaut. His little cosmonauts.
Fly alone.